Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl that when she gets her pony, she's going to try out for the Pony Express, Jamie Bloom.
You think they'll take me?
Yeah. You might want to work on that a little bit.
I probably better practice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Actually, we run a show on KFRM in the evening, and yesterday they had a lot of the facts and stories behind the Pony Express, because it was the anniversary.
Oh, okay.
It started in 1860.
Okay.
And I really didn't have this in my mind, but that was prior to the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And it was started by a company that did overland freight. And so you see these Pony Express stations. That's true, but they had this route already laid out to the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
that they had wagon trains, or if you will, oxen trains,
mm-hmm.
that would go this area. And so then they just had to put more stations closer together for the Pony Express. And about every 10 yeah. miles,
oh,
there was
yeah.
a Pony Express station.
Wow, that's closer together than I realized.
Yeah, well,
because we have one just up north
right,
of Clay Center.
Right,
in
by
the
Hanover,
area.
Just yeah, outside Hanover. Hanover. Right. Well, and then Marysville has a big statue of the Pony Express. There's mm-hmm. probably one at both of them, because they're only
was.
10 miles
10 miles,
apart.
Yeah.
Right. They said, though, the most perilous job was not being the Pony Express rider. It was being the person that was in these way stations, because you were all alone,
mm-hmm.
and you had these horses, and a lot of times they were even just a cave or a hut.
Yeah.
You know, you really didn't have an established the where the Teamsters had stopped regularly. You had a nice big station with a lot of ruckus, if you will, going
uh-huh,
on.
Uh-huh.
But these little ones along the way. And unlike what you saw on television, mm-hmm. the rider didn't come roaring in and jump off a horse and jump onto another.
Yeah.
About 2 minutes between.
Really, though? That is still is pretty
yeah,
quick, though.
They had a saddle know? That was specially made mm-hmm. Saddle bags mm-hmm. and the saddle itself that they sat actually on the portion of the saddle bag. And so you just pulled that off, threw it on the new saddle, got a drink of water, mm-hmm. maybe grabbed a bite to eat
mm-hmm.
or grabbed something to eat on the trail.
And then a fresh horse.
And a fresh horse.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the guy at the station then would take care of that horse and feed
uh-huh.
it and water. And he probably had half a dozen or more there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they were coming from both directions.
Oh, yeah.
There was
coming and going.
Coming and going, right.
Mm. Did they really run the horse the whole way like that?
Well, there was one rider, because of circumstances, he rode 380 miles in 2 days.
Wow.
Straight.
So that was a pretty quick pace.
Yeah. So, but a lot of times they rode 100 miles on their shift, but a lot of times the riders would... They rode the same area all the time. They wouldn't ride clear of the West Coast.
Okay.
You know, they rode an
sure,
area
yeah.
they knew all the
if
time.
If you were in the Marysville-Hanover area,
right.
you stayed in the Marysville-Hanover
yeah,
area.
Yeah, you would ride to the West.
Kind of like a mailman now would kind of have their route.
Right.
That they...
And so he would ride to the West, and then he mm-hmm. would catch another packet coming back and mm-hmm. ride to the East, and he would stay in that general area. So he knew the area. He knew the mm-hmm. way station people.
Sure.
Probably even knew the horses.
Yeah.
Because
oh,
they
yeah.
were the same horses.
Same horses. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was over 200 of those. They called them relief stations. But they were all, the route was already set up, and it was set up by William Russell, William Waddell, and Alexander Majors, and they were trying to get the mail contract for the West Coast.
Okay.
The West mm-hmm. Coast mail was taking a lot of times as much as 4 months, because it mm-hmm. had to go down, go across the Isthmus of Panama by mm-hmm. by borough, and get on another steamer and come back up the West Coast. And they told the postal department they could go from St. Joe to San Francisco in 10 days.
Hmm.
But it wasn't for the ordinary folks to send a letter. an average letter in today's dollars, $130 to send a letter.
Holy cow. That's about like mailing a package to New Zealand.
Well, that's what made me think too. You were just talking the other day that it was over $100 sent to New Zealand.
And sometimes they have taken that long to get there.
Oh, really?
Well, during COVID, they especially. It would take a good 2 to 3 months for my package to get there during COVID. Yeah.
Wow.
Took a very long time. In fact, I had one of the first ones I mailed to her because she got there right before COVID. I ended up going through the claims process thinking that it was lost, and then all of a sudden it showed up. So, yeah. So those stations, then, you were saying that they were kind of targets then for thieves.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the local Indian tribes, because they had horses and that sort of thing. So there was only 11 riders that got killed during the time. They only ran for 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, I knew it wasn't a very long time. We've talked about that before, I think. Yeah.
And I think the Telegraph may have put them out of business. but they, the riders, do I have that right? 11? Yes. And by the way, Buffalo Bill Cody was the one who really made that famous. And he supposedly was a writer for the Pony Express for his Wild Bill or his Wild West shows. Yeah, no, that was all made up.
Oh, really?
He was not. But that was why we kind of got the idea that the rider'd come roaring in and jump off of one horse. That was part of the show.
Right.
But that isn't how it actually happened. So the Endeavor was a huge financial flop.
They
were trying to get this mail contract, which was $1 million.
Which was a lot of money in 1860.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, it's a lot of money now, but, you know,
exactly.
Think about how much money that was then.
Exactly. But they never could quite get the process down. I mean, you stop and think about it. There's a lot of things that can go wrong on a mail packet between St. Joe and San Francisco.
Right. Well, and you talk about, you know, thieves robbing the stations. I mean, you know, some of the writers, too, probably ran into.
Well, they did, but they said that wasn't that much of a problem because, again, they just wait at the station.
Oh, okay.
And just robbed them at the station.
Yeah,
and just wait there. And also, the riders, they were vetted pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Their average age was 20 years old, and they were paid. They had to weigh between 100 and 125 pounds, so old Kyle couldn't have made that one.
Say, I would not qualify.
Yeah, exactly. And they said there's as young as 14 that were hired, and one guy claimed that he was 11. But they were paid really well. They were paid over $100 a month. And so they took this oath to take care of the mail and to do your best. Every person was given, when they were hired on, was given half a month's salary to start and a Bible.
Okay.
And they had to take the oath, and they weren't allowed to cuss.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was part of the deal.
It's okay.
It's the same company, though, that had these Teamsters, and Teamsters were guys who drove big wagons with oxen on them. Okay?
Okay,
and they had hundreds of these. That's how most of the freight, even on the Santa Fe Trail, it wasn't horses pulling wagons. It was oxen pulling wagons.
Yeah.
And the Teamsters would walk alongside, and they had these gigantic whips that they could go clear out and tap that lead oxen that might be 25, 30 feet out there. And they were just amazing with that. But they had the same oath that they couldn't cuss. And there was a lot of people. It's like, not sure those Teamsters.
Probably wasn't followed.
Probably
weren't followed very closely. But,
closely as for everybody else.
So
it only lasted 2 years. Ended up, the last was in October of 1861. But it was a wild time and spurred the imagination of a lot of people.
Have you visited the Pony Express station?
Mm-hmm.
I have not done that. I need to do that because I think I would find that really interesting.
It's absolutely very interesting, and you should do it.
Yeah, I will sometime.